America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be kind of previewing some of the things coming up at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. They used to call it the weekend. It's now really a week-long series of events for 2013. And in this hour of the broadcast, we'll be joined by a representative of the RM Auction Company, who's going to be telling us about the big sales that RM is going to be presenting on Friday, August 16th, and Saturday, August 17th. Also, a little later on in this hour, the president of Concorso Italiano, gentleman we've had on the show many times before, Tom McDowell, will be previewing the 2013 happening. Coming up in hour number two, we'll be joined by the president of a company called From Car to Finish, and I'll wait to learn more about it as you do here. It's a very interesting service offered by this gentleman. Also, the senior vice president and editorial director at the Black Book, and that's a publication that monitors used car sales and resale values. Ricky Beggs will be joining us in the second hour of the program. Also coming up in hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by Paul Eisenstein, one of the best automotive journalists out there, and he's telling us about what's happening in the Motor City here in the past week or so, and doing a little preview of both Pebble and the Woodward Dream Cruise. Also coming up in the last hour of the broadcast will be a representative of the Ford Motor Company talking about some safety and sustainability products and things that we can look forward to in the upcoming 2014 Ford F-150. But right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth a gentleman who's joined us many times before. He's been with the RM Auction Company since 2007. It's my pleasure to welcome Alan Squindo back to Auto World. Hey there, Alan. How you doing? We so appreciate having you here on the broadcast. Looks like we may be having a little bit of phone problem with Alan, so we'll see if we can remedy that. We're going to be talking about this amazing collection of vehicles going over the block at one of the highlights of the year in the collector car hobby, the great RM auctions. The two nights of auctions in downtown Monterey are truly magical, and as I have said many times here on the broadcast, it is one thing to put on your list to do if you are a car person. At least one time, you should take the opportunity, take the time off, and go out and see all the wonderful happenings out on the Monterey Peninsula. They really kick off Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and they roll right through Sunday night. And there's auctions, there's special car shows, and of course there's the World Series or the Super Bowl of car events, that being the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. When it comes to judging classic cars, there's no greater and more important event in the world. Let's see if we've remedied the phone issue with Alan Squindo. And let's see if we can get Alan back on the line with us. Alan, can you hear me? No, looks like we're still having some problems with Alan. Well, let me tell you a little bit more about the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance and its activities. The week, they used to, as I said, refer to this period of time as the weekend, because it truly used to be a Friday, Saturday and Sunday event, but because of the popularity and the swarms of people who come from not only all across North America, but from around the world to come to these great events, a lot of different auction companies have set up shop. There will be an auction from David Gooding and Company. There will be an auction from the folks at Mecum. That will be the daytime auction. And there will be a number of other auctions going on during the week, including the auction that we're going to be focused on in this hour of the broadcast with our representative from RM. There's also a great event called the Quail, which is a gathering of motorsports aficionados, and that's a very difficult ticket to get a hold of because it's limited to a very small group of auto enthusiasts and collectors. Let's go back to the Auto World guest lines and welcome our friend who's been with RM since 2007, Alan Squindo. Welcome to Auto World. Alan, how you doing?
Just fine. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Looks like, as usual, you guys have just an incredible array of vehicles lined up for both the Friday, August 16th auction as well as Saturday, August 17th. For those of our listeners who haven't had the pleasure of seeing the RM auctions in Monterey, this is truly one of the benchmark events of the year for the company, and it's magical. It's downtown Monterey in the evening, and the street is alive with excitement outside the Portolo Hotel. Tell our listeners around North America a little bit about the flavor of this event, because it's truly spectacular.
You're absolutely right, Bob. It really is the high watermark for the year. You know, our company has events around the world throughout the year, Amelia Island, overseas in Monaco, Villa d'Este, London. But truly, the whole collector car community converges on the Monterey Peninsula in summer. And our event in particular has really grown and has been around there a very long time, many years, in fact. And every year, our specialists seem to knock it out of the park and get another selection of cars available for auction that's quite mind-blowing, and I'd say this year is really no exception.
Yeah, in talking to several collector car experts, many folks are predicting that there are going to be some records set and maybe the sole number of vehicles by all the different auction companies is also going to set a new record for 2013. But let's begin by talking about the cover vehicle on the Friday agenda, Friday, August 16th, and this is a 1953 Ferrari 375 MM Spider by Pininfarina, and this is an amazing vehicle with an incredible lineage. Tell us about this cover car on the catalog for Friday, Alan.
Well, it's a tremendous car. It's a 375 MM, as you said, but of the 12 Spiders that Ferrari built, this is the only one with cutout fenders in front and rear. The first owner was a gentleman by the name of Jim Kimberly. He was a Kimberly Clark heir in Chicago, and he owned a number of racing Ferraris throughout the 1950s, but this car in particular he commissioned with that unique pontoon fender design with the hopes of improving brake cooling. And he was a tremendous driver, a privateer, a gentleman racer, so to speak. He actually won the FCCA National Championship in 1954 with this car. And it's had an extraordinary history ever since. It's been in Detroit for a number of years, and it's been owned since 1968 by Chuck Weiss, who was a former Ford engineer and a real car guy who found this car in Detroit, and had it fully restored in time for Meadowbrook in the late 80s. And it's been in his possession ever since. So 375s change ownership very, very rarely, and this one is really in a class all its own.
And what are you predicting this vehicle to sell for? What's the estimate right now?
Well, our estimate is exceeding $9 million. 375s, as I say, cross the auction block extremely rarely, and this one is in a class all its own. We did have a tremendous Berlinetta that we offered at Villa d'Este that set a record for the mark, so there's a lot of eager eyes keeping an eye on this car. It's a tremendous event car. So there's a lot of possibilities for the new owner, and again, the fact that it comes from such a good home since 1968 makes it all the more appealing.
Absolutely. We're going to have much more and get into it with Alan on the other side and talk about this amazing collection of vehicles going over the block on Friday and Saturday night in Monterey this coming week. So don't go away. You're listening to Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication, and many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're back, and we're live all across North America. Thanks for being here. Alan Squindo is with us from the RM Auction Company. The big auctions are coming up Friday night, the 16th of August, Saturday night, the 17th of August, and we're talking about the Friday night cover car. Let's talk about the Saturday night cover car. This is also a Ferrari, and this vehicle is extraordinarily rare. It's from 1967. Tell our listeners all about this incredible Ferrari 275 GTB.
Well, it's not just any 275 GTB. It's not only a four cam, but it's one of only 10 NART Spiders that were ever built. Luigi Canetti wanted an open-top version of the four-cam Ferrari for his North American customers, and he placed an order, supposedly rather reluctantly, from Enzo Ferrari. 10 of the cars were built. Probably some of the other famous ones include the one that raced at Sebring with Denise McCluggage. One car was featured in the Thomas Crown Affair, and one was even owned by Steve McQueen himself. But
wow.
This car has the distinction of having been owned by the same owner, the same family, I should say, for not 45 years, since 1968 when he took delivery. And Eddie Smith Sr., who bought the car new, didn't just take delivery in person. He flew over to Modena with Luigi Canetti, picked the car up, raced through the Alps, back to France, had it shipped overseas, and it's been in his family ever since. He passed away about 5 years ago, and his family is now offering it. But amazingly, they're donating every penny to the charity.
That is fantastic. What a great story, Alan. You guys have such a great connection with the Ferrari brand and, of course, have done auctions over at the Ferrari factory in Maranello. And as we continue to talk about Ferraris, this one really caught my eye. It's lot 131. It's a 1964 Ferrari 250 GTL with some very special bodywork. And it's painted in a very nice color, blue, which you don't see that often on many Ferraris.
I think you're right. And, you know, the GTL, or Lusso, as we commonly refer to it, is, I think, short of a GTO, the prettiest Ferrari 250 they ever built. I think a lot of people would agree. Only about 350 cars were built, and this car is really a perfect example of what it is that we look for in bringing cars to market in Monterey. It has tremendous colors. It's a Concours quality restoration. It's a matching numbers car, and those three characteristics, I think we've really hit the nail on the head in looking for the Lusso. So the car's estimate is about $1.25 to $1.5 million, and I think it's as amazing as it sounds, well worth every penny.
That's great. Another Ferrari also from around the same era, 1960 Ferrari 250 GT Lot 127. This is a Cabrio Series 2 by Pininfarina. This is a stunning-looking vehicle as well, Alan.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think this car was a magazine car. It was featured in Forza, and it's a Series 2 cab with disc brakes. It's been shown at Pebble Beach before, so I think it has the show-quality pedigree that people looked for, and it has a matching numbers engine. So, again, open Ferraris, 250 series Ferraris of any kind are highly sought after, but an open one particularly because, let's face it, a lot of the collectors and enthusiasts in today's market are choosing to enjoy their cars in fair weather and take it for a weekend drive, and this is probably the perfect car to do that in.
Let's move on to lot 216, which is a 1928 Mercedes-Benz 680S Torpedo Roadster, and this is an extraordinarily rare car. Tell us a little bit about the story behind the story with this vehicle.
Well, I think I'll probably jump to the conclusion first. The car won Pebble Beach's Best of Show Award last year. So essentially, it's the reigning champion of the Pebble Beach Best of Show, which I think you and I probably both agree is quite inarguably the pinnacle of any Best of Show around the world. The car is a tremendous, tremendous car. It has Fauchet Coachworks. That's rather flamboyant, a French coach builder, that is to say. It was meticulously restored by Paul Russell and Company, who's in a very short list of the finest restorers in the country. They replicated absolutely everything, even down to the lizard skin upholstery, which was faithfully done from top to bottom. It's one of only three short windshield examples, but the only one known to exist. It was the 1929 New York Auto Show car. So when you consider all of that, a New York Auto Show car, a car that won Pebble Beach's Best Show, it comes from a distinguished collection, and it was restored by one of the best restorers around. It really ticks every single box you can imagine.
Absolutely. Here's another one that always catches collectors' eyes from the 1930s. It's a 39 Mercedes-Benz Lot 132. The 540K is always an incredible vehicle, but this is a special roadster with some unique lineage. Tell us about this particular 540K.
Well, as you say, the 540K, 5.4-liter K, meaning compressor or supercharged, is really the pinnacle of what Mercedes was building in that era. The special roadsters were one-offs built on special order for Mercedes' most distinguished clientele. This one was built for a couple of brothers in Berlin. It was formerly the Lion Collection, and I actually had the pleasure of inspecting this car with Mercedes engineers a few years ago, and it is a full-matching numbers car, top to bottom. The wood, the gearbox, the motor, absolutely everything is correct on it. And it actually spent some time in the Soviet Union after the war, was rescued out of there, and has since been fully restored. It's a low-mileage original car, and it was even shown at Pebble Beach. So it's in black. It's a 39, which is somewhat different from its predecessors, special roadsters, that is. But, again, a stunning car, supercharged Mercedes with a 5.4-liter motor. It's really the pinnacle of Mercedes luxury.
Another vehicle which is sure to be a hot one on the bidding stand is Lot 137 going over the block on Friday night. And this is a 1955 Jaguar D-Type. And you don't see these. I mean, these are so rare to go over the block. And this one has got an extensive racing history as well as a lot of different other accolades. It's been shown at Pebble Beach. Tell us a little bit about this very special Jag D-Type.
You're right. It's a short-nosed Jaguar D-Type. They're incredibly rare, of course. And it does have tremendous history. I think it's the kind of thing where I'd almost want to encourage your listeners to go on our website, rmauctions.com, and check out the period photos, because I believe it was even raced on ice with spikes in its tires in Scandinavia back in the 50s. It's been fully restored and was shown at Pebble Beach, Valdeste, Amelia Island. The restoration was done about 10 years ago, but it's really in tremendous shape. It's won many first-place finishes, and it was the subject of a five-part feature series in Jaguar World Monthly. So tremendous pedigree in this car as well. It has the right colors, the right look. D-types, as far as sports racing cars go, are extremely high in everybody's list of event cars, and they really have come to command that complimentary price that goes along with it. $4 to $5 million is a substantial sum, but for a D-type, which rarely come to market, it's worth all the money.
Absolutely. Will folks be able to watch the auctions when we come back on the other side? We'll get that answer from Alan Squindo from RM Auctions. Find out about the streaming, and we'll make sure and give out all the contact information so that folks can check out all these wonderful offerings online. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We're previewing some of the events coming up just around the corner this coming week out on the Monterey Peninsula. Upcoming in the on-deck circle is Jack McDowell, the president of Concorso Italiano, but we're talking right now with Alan Squindo from the RM Auction Company about some of these absolutely amazing vehicles that are going over the block both Friday night, August the 16th, and Saturday the 17th. And Alan, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out all the contact information for RM. Is the auction going to be streamed as usual online so that folks can check it out from around the world?
Yes, absolutely. Aside from being present in person next Friday and Saturday, we do stream it live on our website, rmauctions.com. We have a full digital online catalog with catalog photography. We did a couple feature videos as well, actually, of the of the 375mm and of the Nard Spider, so be sure to check that out. We were delighted to partner with Petrolicious in one of those videos. It did a tremendous job. So all the information is live on rmauctions.com, and everything needed right on there.
That's great. And is it possible at this late date to sign up as a foam bidder? Is that something that can be done?
Yes, of course, yeah. You can register as a phone bidder or even as an absentee bidder if you are unable to participate live. And you can do that right up until next Friday, the day of the auction. It begins in the evening, so you have all morning to do so as well. But as you can imagine, Monterey, for all of us, is the busiest time of year. So many people participate, so many people attend, that we always encourage people to be sure to call early if they want to participate.
I know it's mind-boggling the vehicles that you guys come up with. I mean, everything from the rare vehicles of the early 20th century to racing machines, and here's an example of that. You've got the winner of the 1974 Indianapolis 500, This is lot 241, the 1974 McLaren M16C Indianapolis vehicle driven by Johnny Rutherford. And these vehicles are becoming, these racing machines are becoming very sought after in the collector car market. It seems like we've seen a significant growth in recent years.
You're right, and I think a lot of that has to do primarily with what they're used for. People who buy race cars are participating in a variety of events. It's not just the Colorado Grands and the road rallies anymore. There are a lot of events that allow you to take these race cars there. But aside from that, the reason these cars have really climbed in value is because people are looking for championship or race winners. And the Indy 500 really is one of the top three races in the world. And as you say, this car was a 74 Indy 500 winner. It was driven by Johnny Rutherford, who will actually be joining us at the auction this next weekend, and he'll be present there. And this was the first of his three Indy 500 wins, so I'm sure it's quite an emotional moment for him to be reunited with this particular car.
Here's a beautiful Duesenberg from 1931, lot 238, a 1931 Duesenberg Model SJ with a disappearing top. It's a convertible coupe, and it's got bodywork done by Murphy. Tell us a little bit about this particular Duesenberg.
Well, much like a lot of the cars in our catalog, this car really satisfies every criterion that a collector of this particular mark would want. So it's a Duesenberg Model J. It's, of course, very rare, but it's an SJ, so it's supercharged. Murphy coachwork is some of the most sought after, and of the convertible coupes, the disappearing tops, or the convertible top fully retracts into the body, is the most sought after because you have an unbroken, very clean profile line up to the car. The engine, chassis, and body are all original to each other. They were born together. And it has a supercharger, of course. So literally this car, aside from its tremendous restoration and its ACD Club Certified Category 1 status, it is the pinnacle of what a Duesenberg collector would be looking for.
That's fantastic. Here's a car that is only in recent times become very hot in the collector car world, but certainly worthy of it. It's a Japanese sports car. It's from Toyota, lot 239, a 1968 Toyota 2000 GT, one of only 54 originally imported to North America, and this one is yellow and looks like it's in exquisite condition.
You're right. The 2000 GT is recently getting a lot of the credit that's been deserving for such a long time. It really is Japan's first and original supercar. We recently sold one at the Don Davis Collection auction, Arm Auctions did, for a seven-figure mark, and they're really now in a very rarefied territory. People need to remember that they're extremely rare, as you say. Only 54 were originally imported to North America, and they're just a lot of fun to drive. Admittedly, not a whole lot of interior space if you're 6 feet tall, but they're very fast, very high revving, and a lot of fun to drive.
And you guys just have, like I say, just an incredible variety of Ferraris. You name it, it is here, including the star of the movie, The Gumball Rally, the 1971 Ferrari 365 GTB4 Daytona Spider. That's going to be a very special car for somebody.
You're right, and I think, some would argue that it's probably the most famous Daytona Spider in the world, the one that was featured in The Gumball Rally. But we also have to remember that Daytona Spiders, original ones like this, are extremely rare. Only 121 of them were ever built. And so they're very sought after compared to their Berlinetta brothers. They're a lot more rare. And, it's interesting. We put in our catalog the quote right from the movie, "And now, my friend, the first rule of Italian driving, what's behind me is not important." I think we couldn't agree more. Daytona Spider is a fast, high-revving V12. 4.5 liters, 350 horsepower, and this one has the Hollywood pedigree, so probably the best one out there.
Absolutely. Another one in the Ferrari realm. You've got two really show-stopping modern-day supercars from Ferrari. You've got a 1990 Ferrari F40 as well as a Ferrari F50, which was actually the show car at Geneva. What a catch that is. I don't know how you guys do it.
You're right. I think the F40 and the F50, along with the 288 GTO before it, those are really the pinnacle of Ferrari's supercar world. And a lot of people are really looking for those cars. They're a lot of fun to drive. They're rare, of course. The F40 is a very, very sought-after car. But as you say, what sets the F50 apart is that its chassis ends in repeated numbers of nine. It's the Geneva show car. So it's a very, very desirable car. And as you say, one of the many Ferraris we're offering in Monterey.
Well, Alan, we definitely should have scheduled you for a whole hour, but thank you so much for previewing. Everybody, go right now and check it out at rmauctions.com. And thank you, my friend, and look forward to seeing you in the not-too-distant future. And good luck at the big event coming up later this week.
Likewise, Bob. Thanks very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Well, speaking of Italian cars, what a great segue here. Why don't we move to the man who's got the largest Italian car show in the entire world. You must see this at least once in your life. It's Concorso Italiano, and it's held every year at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch in Monterey, California. And this year's event is coming up on Friday, August 16th from 9 to 5 p.m. It's my pleasure to welcome the man himself, the president of Concorso Italiano, Tom McDowell. Tom, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you. Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be on the radio with you.
Well, boy, I mean, I get excited just looking at the pictures at Concorso.com just to see the sea of colors, the amazing Ferraris and Lamborghinis and all the cool stuff that you have every year. But each and every year you have something special. And, of course, Fiat had a huge presence there the last couple of years. And I understand for 2013 there'll be a great presence of Fiat as well.
Yes, Fiat has been a very good supporter, and it is particularly since the Fiat has come back to the United States, and the relaunch of the Fiat 500 in the U.S. has been also a bit of a slow start, but they're going full steam. It's a lot of fun. They have some great cars out there, and a lot of new owners are coming out, of course. So.
Excellent. When we come back on the other side, we're going to run it all down for you. Concorso Italiano 2013. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFOlogy. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Tom McDowell is with us, president of Concorso Italiano, and we're previewing this week's event coming up on Friday. And, so many things to talk about. Let's begin with the big birthday celebration for Lamborghini, 50 years of the Lamborghini brand, and what a wonderful thing that is, and what a great celebration that you've got lined up, Tom.
Bob, it's going to be fun. You know, not many car companies last for 50 years, and not only has Maserati Lamborghini lasted for 50 years, they thrived. And to see what they're offering today is just, I think most will consider it cutting-edge automotive technology. So it's exciting. We're going to be seeing some of the brand-new Aventadors the latest model from Lamborghini. We're going to be seeing some from the factory. We're also going to be seeing, though, the first car, the first model that Lamborghini ever made, which was the 350 GT. And it's one of my favorites. It's classical 60s design, very sexy, a long nose on the car. They're very, very nice cars.
Recently, I got the opportunity to see a Lamborghini Miura S, and boy, that vehicle could, you know, be sold today as a brand new car. I mean, that design is so timeless on that vehicle, and that is such a common thread with so many of the Italian vehicles, whether we're talking Ferraris or Lamborghinis or Maseratis or Fiats or Alfas. These cars are so beautiful in their design that they really transcend the decades.
Well, that's kind of an interesting point, Bob, because, the cars do stand that test of time, certainly from a design perspective, because it was a unique design when it came out, and it doesn't look dated today. It's certainly a period, you know, you look at the early 350 GT from Lamborghini, it's a beautiful representation of 1960s design, you know, you look at it today, and it's still a nice-looking car. But like you say, with the other marks, yes, they have some spectacular-looking cars. And over the years, it's they're still spectacular. That Miura, like, my goodness, it was arguably the first supercar ever made. And today you look at it, and it's just as good-looking today as it was back when it first came out.
Absolutely. Before I go any further, why don't we make sure and give out, once again, the proper web destination for the event, as well as information about getting tickets. I know you can get them in advance, and I would recommend that. How can folks get them in advance, Tom?
Sure, that's a good question. The best way is just to go to our website, which is concorso.com. That's concorso.com. And it's real easy. You can even print off your ticket at home just like you do with airline tickets and boarding passes. It's very easy. And just have that ticket in your hand, show up on the event, the day of the event, which is August 16th, which is this coming Friday, at Laguna Seca Golf Ranch. And we're just a very long stone throw from Laguna Seca Raceway.
And this is an event that is definitely very family-oriented. There's something there for every member of the family. I mean, if you're a car guy or car girl, you'll be in heaven. But above and beyond that, you've got Italian fashion, you've got music, you've got food, you've got the entire Italian experience, Tom. It's truly remarkable.
Which is kind of fun, Bob, because what we want to do is make it easy for somebody to visit Italy without having to go through the laborious flight to get there. And so we do have a fashion show. It's standing room only. It's an extraordinarily popular item at midday, and it's particularly for what one might call the trailing spouse, those that might not be quite as enthusiastic about the automobile, but they certainly get excited about the fashion show, and it is a lot of fun. But we even have a kids center for the young kids, little activities for the kids, so that's fun as well. And kids are always welcome. We really want to try to encourage families to bring out the kids so the kids can start getting excited about cars. I don't know if passion is waning in young kids, but we certainly don't want to let it wane. We want to see what we can do our little part to help build that enthusiasm from kids at a very young age.
So true. It needs to be done because some of the younger generations have not fallen in love with the automobile like previous generations. But we're working on it, Tom. We'll get them over that hurdle, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future. Let's talk about some of the celebrities. Each and every year you have a lot of very cool people in attendance. Keith Martin, of course, will be there, the publisher of a whole wide variety of magazines, including Sports Car Market, also known to Velocity Television viewers as a TV host. Also, Jay Leno is quite often in attendance filming for his web-based show. And always you have some great people from the automakers, including for many, many years you've had Valentino Balboni in attendance, the great test driver from Lamborghini.
Yes, and Valentino Balboni, for anybody who has met him, you can honestly call him a friend. He's just a very genuine individual. He's extraordinarily popular when he comes out, and he'll be out here this year. There's no doubt about it. It was just we were just in communication with him last week, and yes, he's going to be here, particularly in Lamborghini's 50th anniversary. And as you mentioned, Jay Leno, he's a big Lamborghini guy, so yes, he's here. The camera crew will be here, so we're excited about that. There's always a few other celebrities, some of which I'm not familiar with, but my kids tell me who they are, and so this cultural Philistine gets an education every year and meets some of the new people. But it's always fun. It does have it. We do get our share of celebrities. It's kind of fun.
Yes, it is. And in addition to all the wonderful Italian cars on display, you also have a wide variety of other very special and cool cars, German cars and British cars and all kinds of additional offerings. Give our listeners a little taste of some of the other vehicle brands that will be represented at Concorso 2013.
Well, that's interesting. We want it to be an inclusive event, and while we're dominated by Italian cars, there are some really special British and German cars and Japanese cars that come out to Concorso. We have some terrific Porsches and Jaguars. I believe this year we're going to have quite a collection of Acura NSX cars. And, both the older version and the newer version, and both are sensational cars. So, it really is fun. Some people just, they get their eyes on those, on the non-Italian cars, and it's difficult to draw them back into the Italian world. There's some great cars over there, and we're thrilled to have them.
I know Barry Maguire said to me years ago, and I've said it before here on the broadcast, but I'll repeat it again. And, it's something that both Barry and I came up with. I mean, visually, this is the most stunning car show in the entire world, just with that sea of colors. I mean, there's nothing like the Italian treatment when it comes to both exterior colors as well as when you look at the interior colors available, especially in the Lamborghinis. I mean, you can see some absolutely outrageous treatments of leather in some very unusual hues.
The Lamborghini in particular gets some fascinating combinations. There is a Lamborghini that's coming out that's all chrome. It's a beautiful car. Got to wear sunglasses as you feel it, but it's a great car. The interior is just as shocking as the exterior. It's really a sight to be seen. And if you don't bring your camera, you're really going to be missing something. But there's something about the Italians. That sense of style extends, from food, fashion, music, movies, and certainly automobiles. They have as a country, as a culture, they have such a storied history, and it's nice to be able to capture a bit of it. Every August.
Absolutely. And you've done such a wonderful job since you've taken over Concorso Italiano. I think the new venue at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch has worked out extraordinarily well. Parking and traffic flow is so much better than it was a number of years back. And kudos to you and your team.
It's been real fun. We've worked very hard at trying to fix some of the things that weren't quite right, and it's a constant effort. But that's okay. It's fun, and what makes it so much fun is seeing all these great cars. But even more importantly, being able to meet the owners who are so very engaging, and really all you have to do is approach them, ask them questions about their car, and they're going to answer anything. It's a very low key, very relaxed event, and the judging is a relaxed effort because we just want people to come and have fun and not be too uptight about how many points their car may get or not get. And so we try to keep this entire day just very casual.
That is a good thing because it can be a pretty heavy-duty, intense weekend on Sunday there with the activities at the Pebble Beach Concours Delegates. A radio friend of mine in Detroit was telling me that a couple of her friends, a couple of guys from Italy, are coming over just for Concorso Italiano, and boy, they're making the right move. Tom McDowell, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to seeing you.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Bob.
Everybody, check out concorso.com. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bio-
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.